If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
John Hansen from the Block Club Chicago podcast. Good morning, John. Is there going to be a Lake Michigan water shortage because of AI data centers?
Yeah, surprising report, right? You think they're so big and so vast, but the Alliance for the Great Lakes has a report out that said it could lead to water shortages. So people might wonder, what's the connection between AI and water? Well, all the power that AI uses, and we've been talking about that with ComEd and all of our prices going up, requires a lot of water as well. And these data centers, each one that opens up, represents about, 12,000 people drink in a year operating one of those. And you start adding that up, and it certainly adds up. The story that Alex V. Hernandez wrote based on the report is kind of fascinating. I didn't realize quite how much percentage of the planet's fresh water comes out of the Great Lakes. It's about 20%. 40 million folks live in the region. And it's a one-time gift, says the report's author, meaning that the glacier water that was left and left us the Great Lakes represents basically 99% of the water in the Great Lakes. Only 1% of it gets replenished by rain and snow and runoff. I thought it'd be a lot more than that. So if you drain it further than it can sustain, it can't be replaced. So I think this report doesn't say that it's we're going to see the bottom of Lake Michigan anytime soon. But I think it just says, hey, look, let's use this as a model for making sure that we do this very smart, because a lot of AI centers, as we know, we're kind of the hub for it now, are moving to our area because of our fresh water.
We need to start thinking about it here and elsewhere for sure. You can read more about it at blockclubchicago.org. I love this story about the apothecary in Lincoln Square, because this place is a Chicago treasure, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, how many businesses? I tried to look up how many have been open for 150 years, which is what MERS is celebrating, the apothecary right now in Lincoln Square. It used to be in Lakeview till about 1982. I found, Bob, maybe like six total businesses in the whole city that have been open that long in continuous operation. But it's a really great write-up, again, from Alex. He did the other story too. And it just kind of talks about how they stayed in business for so long. Obviously, originally it was brought over from a German immigrant to Chicago who started it on up. It was bought by a Pakistani family in 1972 who's still operating it today. They moved it from Lakeview, where it was on the second floor, still on Lincoln Avenue, just in like the 2900 block, up to the 4700 block. And I think what's cool about it is, you know, for years we thought, oh no, everyone's going online to buy everything. And especially in like apothecary type stuff, the social media influencers will take over and no one's going to want to talk to a small business owner. And they've just said, nope, we've stayed tried and true. And customers really appreciate the face-to-face communication, chatting through all their different products, and not just seeing what someone does on Instagram and thinking that they can buy it there. So they bought part of the Brauhaus when it was open. That's where they kind of expanded next to. They've grown even further, and 150 years, Bob. That's a long time.
Hope they stay in business another 150 years. We can direct you to blockclubchicago.org for another interesting story if you want to read it. It's about the Portage Park Medical Center plagued by problems. Oh. John Hansen, thank you, John.
Thank you.